Welcome to the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are your hosts, Anna and Klaus Christensen, founders of Apparel Entrepreneurship, your go-to source for running and growing a successful, meaningful apparel brand. Each episode will give you hands-on tactics and practical strategies about everything apparel entrepreneurship. You'll also hear inspiring conversation with apparel industry experts and entrepreneurs about their tips and journeys in this fast-paced industry. Hello and welcome to the 49th episode of the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are Anna and
Klaus
Christensen, and today is the fifth part of our six-day process where we will cover all the steps involved in launching and growing a successful and profitable apparel business. And today we're going to talk about how to make your garments. And if you want to know more about how you can apply this in your own business, check out the apparelentrepreneurship.com website. And if you want to start an apparel business, take a look at the course, How to Successfully Launch a Clothing Line. And if you already have an apparel brand but want to take it to the next level, then the membership program is for you. And you can find, of course, all the information on the apparelentrepreneurship.com website. Now let's dive into the main part of the show.
So let's see. Yeah, this takes us to step number five, which is make your garments.
That's when things are starting to happen.
Yeah.
So you're going to see some physical stuff, some physical products.
Yeah, so here you have in this stage, you create patterns and samples, you find the right manufacturers, and you control your quality, and then you plan your bulk production. So the first thing here is about pattern making. The patterns, they can be made by hand, on paper, by draping and muslin fabric, or directly on a computer. And the two most common programs you're going to hear about are Lectra and Gerber. Patterning is an extremely important process. Good fit is key. We read a survey where customers ranked fit the number one priority when buying technical jackets. Fit stood for 55% of the decision to buy or not. And you can just think about it yourself. Do you like ill-fitting clothes? Probably not. And this is extra important if you're doing activewear. Here, it's worth spending money on a good pattern maker.
And now we're going to go into sampling. During the product development phase, you will need to create samples. So they're either called samples or prototypes. And the first sample is never perfect. And we still hear people when they come to a community, they need our help, and they get very surprised that when they receive their first prototype and it does not look at all what they have intended. In my 18-year work experience, I have never seen a perfect sample. So just have that expectation. Typically, it takes about 3 samples before it's good. And what you do is you send away your specification to the manufacturer, and then they create the sample. And when the manufacturer has received all your, you know, the tech pack, the bill of material, all that, they create the sample, they send it to you, and you fit the sample. You try it on either on yourself or on a model, but you need to make sure that it's the model has the right specifications for your target customer, so you don't fit on the wrong person, and that you also fit all the samples on the same model. Otherwise, the fit is gonna, you won't be able to comment it. And then so you fit it, and then you comment, and then you send your comments back to the manufacturer with either the product or with photos of your changes, and then they make a new sample. And so it goes back and forward. The process does take time. Yes, if you are at the factory, this process can be done fairly quickly. It can take you about a week. But if you are somewhere in Europe and your manufacturer is in Asia, and it takes them most of the time 4 weeks to make a sample, and then it takes you a week to fit and comment, and so you can calculate yourself. It can take a lot of time. But what's important here is that you do as many samples as you have to until you're happy with the product.
And then it's about finding manufacturers. And here you have to remember, well, often gets this question about, can you recommend a good manufacturer? Yes, we can, but you have to remember that it's a manufacturer that is a good fit for one brand is not necessarily a good fit for another brand. It all depends on how you want to work. It depends on your price point. It depends on what products you want to make, the quantity you can make or want to make. It depends on if it's local or overseas. And here, manufacturers, they typically specialize. So in your collection, you will most likely see that you work with several manufacturers. One manufacturer can do one or several styles, and another manufacturer can do some of the other styles. So they specialize in different type of products. And here again, to find them, the best way, I mean, you can Google, but the best way is through recommendations. Someone you've heard work with a great manufacturer, and if it's a good fit for you, you can work with them. And we also, we have a database with around 600 manufacturers. And when you work with a manufacturer, it's, you have to remember, they're not just only there to deliver something to you. It's like a, it's a partnership. It's like a marriage. You want to be in business with them for the long run. So treat them with respect and like an equal partner.
This is so important, because we've seen so many people treat their manufacturers really like crap, and then there's, you know, really, oh, why don't they want to, you know, put my products in line, first line, before taking another customer on? Well, maybe because you treated them like shit. So this is super important. And let's talk a little about that how important planning your bulk production is, because this is what it is about. It's about planning. Factories plan a long time in advance, and factories work with many brands at the same time. So you have to talk to them and ask them when they have capacity, because they need to, of course, as you can imagine, they need to coordinate all the materials and the packaging and all the zippers and everything that goes into the product, order them. These are long lead times most of the time. And so you can't just call them up and, yeah, now I want to have, you know, my bulk production done next week. It's not how it's working. You need to talk to them first and give them when you want to have the product on the market, and then they help you reverse engineer the schedule. That's how it's working.
A very important aspect is the quality and quality control. Quality is the degree of excellence in products or services. And it is important to remember that quality is relative. And what one person believes is a good quality may appear as poor quality to someone else. So the aim here is for the customer to be satisfied, either it's you or your end consumer. So here you need to determine your own requirements. And then also you need to have implement a system so you can control this quality, so it applies your standards. I mean, we've been through so many cases of poor quality. We've had it with our first brand. We had with some of the Sinaia jackets. We had the Velcro that scratched and destroyed the fabric. The
surface fabric, yes.
Yes. And we have another member in our community. When he created his shirt, just as soon as he dried the color, it just got wrinkly.
There is also, I know another guy that, you know, he had caps, and one entire batch of caps, the, you know, the button at the top, it got detached. As soon as the customer got their caps, the buttons got detached. That's horrible. I mean, imagine what this can do for your business. When a button or whatever detaches for them, your brand equals crap quality. That's why you have to stay on top of this.
That was it for this week, guys. Thank you so much for showing up and for taking your time to listen. And a mega universal hug to each and every one of you that is taking your time to leave a review. I know you're busy, but the fact that you took the time to rate and leave a thoughtful review for our podcast means so much to us. We're extremely grateful. And you, yeah, you are the reason why we show up here every week. And by the way, are you an Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast subscriber? No? Then why not? Do you know that if you don't subscribe, you might miss out on vital new episodes? So take a second, literally that's all it takes, and go subscribe, and you'll be notified when a new episode is up. Take care, stay safe, be strong, and talk to you next week, where we will cover how to sell your products.